My name's Louise Bedford and I'm a private share trader. My business partner is Chris Tate. As well as being the authors of several best-selling books on the share market, we each have decades of trading experience behind us.
Often we're asked about how people should set up a trading system and whether there is a system that's commercially available. Let's have a look at this topic and discuss the area of system design. People are attracted to the markets primarily to make money, let's face it. They often have very high expectations about making money for a minimal amount of effort. Part of the attraction of investing in the stock market seems to be also the apparent liberty to do whatever they like while the market is open. This feeling of freedom, coupled with their high expectations, will often last for as long as their account is not in drawdown. This might take a single trade or many trades, but drawdown is inevitable. Generally, things get worse from there, as the novice trader starts to wrestle with their emotions, the market, their broker, and all of their tools. This generally leads to one outcome which can potentially account for all of the other trading mistakes and losses that follow. Inconsistency. Many traders aspire to be discretionary traders, but discretionary traders that are successful use consistent discretion. While there are exceptions, discretionary traders often come through the ranks of mechanical traders. Mechanical traders use a consistent set of rules to govern all of their trading behavior. If there is a single goal that you should be aiming for, whether you're a novice or totally experienced, it should be consistency. Of course, you have to have a trading plan that sets out your financial goals and why you're taking on the role of being an active investor, but you also need the personal development goal of becoming a consistent trader. Achieving consistency is no mean feat. The best weapon available for you to beat indecision and to achieve consistency is the development of a trading plan. Your trading plan will include answers to many questions, but the main one that we are here to address today is which trading system will you use? A trading system is typically made up of three components. Firstly, the entry and exit methodology. This deals with how you'll enter and exit your trades. Entry signals will help you engage trades that have a high probability of success, but they won't show you how to exit or how much money to place in a trade. With exit signals, I really suggest that before you place your first order, you decide where you're going to get out. Use a stop loss. Stop losses are designed to capture your profits and to avoid large losses. There are four main ways to set a stop loss. Pattern-based stop loss traders will exit trades if the share breaks through perhaps a trend line or a significant line of support. Technical indicator stop losses can be used, for example, with a dead cross of two moving averages. Percent drawdown or retracement methods suggest that if the instrument drops in value by a set percentage, for example 7%, then an exit can be made. And there are also volatility-based stops, and these rely on significant changes in volatility past a predefined level in order to trigger an exit. To exit a position in the share market, you can choose any of those methods or even a hybrid of those methods. And in actual fact, it doesn't really matter which method you use. As long as over a large sample of selected techniques, you end up with more cash in your trading account than when you started. The more cash that you add and the longer the cash accumulates in your account, the better the method. Over time, it's a good idea to measure your performance. And when you're looking through large samples of trades, it really doesn't matter how many winning trades you've had compared to the number of losing trades, but what does matter is the total winnings that you make, that they add up to more than the total losses that you make. And it also matters that the techniques for entry and exit are consistently employed time and time again, so that you can duplicate your results into the future. It's really important that you don't let your trading results dictate how you feel about a particular trade. A good trade is made when you follow your trading plan to the letter, regardless of whether you made a profit or loss. It's really the sign of a disciplined trader. If you're having trouble developing your own system, I suggest you plagiarize the ideas of other relatable traders and authors. It's much simpler than coming up with something completely by yourself. If you'd like more assistance with some of these concepts, you can read my books, Trading Secrets and Charting Secrets, as well as my Candlestick Charting Home Study course and the CD set Share Trading 101. Let's look at the second part of successful trading system design, and that is risk management. Risk management deals with your risk profile. That is, how much are you prepared to lose on a trade before you can no longer hold on? How much pain can you bear? What's your threshold? The idea is to establish your trading approach so that you have very little chance of reaching that point. While risk management is about limiting the size of your loss for loss trades, it is also important about limiting the amount of drawdown in terms of your total portfolio. The third component of system design is money management, and this deals with how much capital you'll invest in each trade, as well as how your portfolio value fluctuates and how you'll handle that. Thank you.